the most important meal of the day, second breakfast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Second Breakfast Podcast. I'm Andy Roth alongside Phil Duvall. Say hi, Phil.
Shh. Phil. Shh. Wake up.
Shh. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Second Breakfast and stuff.
I'm so tired, Andy. I'm so tired.
It's okay. That's okay.
Welcome back. Monday.
Monday.
It's a glorious day. It's, I don't know, is it? It might be a glorious day. It's a glorious day for me. I feel great about Monday.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Sun's shining, birds are chirping, et cetera, et cetera.
Neither of those two things are true where I live, so...
They're not really true right now, but they might be true by the time someone watches this.
Nice.
There's a,
Fair enough.
There's a great Simpsons moment back when The Simpsons was funny where Bart Simpson says, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bees are trying to do it with them, if I understand correctly.
Awesome. Love it. That is fantastic.
He doesn't understand.
He does not.
He doesn't get
definitively is wrong about that. Okay. Well,
all right.
folks old and new, we are what we do on Mondays is we tell you one big thing that happened to each of us movie-wise over the past week. We talk about all the movies we saw over the past week, as well as movies coming out in the theater in the upcoming week you might be interested in seeing.
Yep.
After everything I just said after the one big thing, we do all of that in 5 minutes.
Yep.
And I am completely underprepared to do that because what I do is I actually set a timer for 4 minutes and 50 seconds. And when the alarm goes off, sounds like an old-time car horn, Phil.
Baruga!
Yep, sounds pretty much like that. When it goes off, we have 10 seconds to wrap up, and we always fail, but we give it our best shot. So... Without further ado, Phil, I'm going to go first with the one big thing.
Go ahead.
I don't have one.
Wow.
I had a really good week. I had a really good week movie-wise.
But there wasn't like one big thing.
But there wasn't something that was so like, I'll get it all out when I tell you about the movies I saw. You know what I mean?
I do. You ready for my one big thing?
You know what? I am.
All right. My one big thing, Andy, sometimes television wins.
Okay.
And here's what I mean by that. I only watched two movies last week. We'll talk about the movies when the time comes because I watched, first of all, because I was really busy, but also because I watched whenever I wasn't busy, I was watching television. And specifically, my wife and I were catching up on the season of Mad Men because we basically saw the first episode of the season and then didn't watch it.
Okay.
I know. So in
and it's over
about,
now, right?
It's over and we are caught up. We watched 11 episodes in like less than 10 days.
Nice. Well done there.
There was one day we watched 4 episodes. And binge watching television that I love is one of my favorite things.
Sure.
I will try to make this one big thing brief. Because here's the thing. I mean, movies are fun, but the thing is I was like, okay. Oh, and now we're binge watching. We're catching up on Veep. Do you ever watch Veep?
I do not.
This show, like, no one's talking about it. It's easily one of the best comedies on television. And I mean easily. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has completely broken free from the bonds of Seinfeld.
Nice.
She is one of the funniest people I have ever seen on this show. And Tony Hale is on it. He's Buster from Arrested Development.
Awesome.
He is out of control. Anna Chlumsky is back in action for this show. And
awesome. By
the way, aside from her being just really good at what she does, you ready for it? She's become quite a fetching lady.
She guested on a couple episodes of at least one episode of Hannibal. I agree.
And she was like famous for being sort of like a cutesy but gangly sort of goofy, not in a bad way, but she wasn't like famous for being adorable.
Tomboy, man. When she
first showed up. She was like a tomboy.
Yeah.
She is no longer a tomboy.
That's okay.
So she is a tom woman, and it is glorious. Anyways, it's a great show. But Mad Men, here's what I want to say about Mad Men.
Okay,
so I got caught up. I got hung up on, I wasn't watching Game of Thrones or Mad Men, and then I had to catch up. And both my brothers were like, you got to start catching up on Game of Thrones. We want to talk to you about it. They both say it's the best show on TV. Okay, it's never been my favorite show, but fine. So I caught up. And I got caught up in time for – we watched the second to last episode of the season with everybody else, which was perfect because that was the episode that everyone was like, my face just melted.
Right. Right.
We caught up. We watched that. We watched the finale. And here's the thing about Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is a very, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a very good show.
Sure.
It is very entertaining. A lot of people like it because it has tons of nudity and violence and bad language. And I respect their taste.
Right?
Who am I? But, I love Mad Men. Like, I love Mad Men. And I gotta tell you, and I love it. There's this idea that you have to, like, dislike others. Like, if I'm like, I love Mad Men, someone will be like, well, I like Breaking Bad better. I don't. What? Okay, great. Breaking Bad is phenomenal.
Right.
And Game of Thrones is phenomenal. These are great television shows.
Yeah.
I mean, Justified is a great television show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great TV right now. Mad Men is easily in my top 10, probably in my top 5 of all time. It sure. is just some of the best television I've ever seen in my life. And Jon Hamm is... I mean, it's Tony Soprano's, James Gandolfini, career-defining stuff. And the difference between Hamm and Gandolfini is I actually think Jon Hamm has a career that is going to be huge after Mad Men is over.
Sure.
And I think James Gandolfini might have 10 years after The Sopranos, if he had lived, things would have happened.
Yeah.
But I think Jon Hamm's going to have that. But I got to tell you, Don Draper is one of the most fascinating characters in the history of television. And the show is just... So it won because every time I was thinking about watching a movie and I was like, I got to catch up with Andy, which of course I don't really have to catch up with you. But I was thinking, I've got to watch more movies. I do a movie podcast, not a television podcast. There was that part of me. And the other part of me was like, doesn't matter. Mad Men.
I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
So very deeply.
Good.
I love it. So sometimes the big thing, sometimes TV wins.
Okay.
Mad Men, people. Mad Men. I can't wait. Did you know, listeners, Andy has never seen Mad Men?
That's not,
listeners?
That's not actually true.
Feels true to me.
I mean, it's mostly true. I've watched the pilot.
Oh, yeah, then you've never seen Mad Men. That's not... I'm sorry. That's not... No, I mean, it's like, come on.
Oh.
Andy, if you've seen the pilot of anything that's been around for 6 seasons...
I understand that, but you just turned into every Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones fan that you hate.
Oh, no,
just
because
so
I'm not...
you know.
No, because those people, I hate them because they're like, oh, well, you'd like it. You should like it better. No, listen, I don't judge you... for not having seen Mad Men yet. I'm excited for you.
Okay,
I'm excited for you. But my point is when I say, like, you haven't seen it, I'm like, it's not that you've never...
Right. It's not that my eyeballs have never taken in the images streaming.
Right, right. You could walk through a room and they could be watching it. You could stop and watch a scene. Because that's what my dad would do and then be like, this show's terrible.
Right, right.
But,
no, I get that.
But,
what I mean is... I guess what I really mean
is... I sounded like a jerk when I said that, and I understood that, but you know what I mean, right?
No, I did know what you mean, and I guess what I actually meant in response is I feel like, and you and I have talked about this on multiple occasions, both on the podcast and off, I will give this show another honest, legitimate shot. It is not the only show that I have not liked that other people, on first viewing, that other people have loved. The Wire, I tried... 2 or 3 times to get into, and
yep.
I was like, no. And then the last time it just clicked, and I was like,
yep.
I was like Garfield with lasagna.
Right.
But what I mean,
Garfield really likes lasagna.
It's true. He does.
Okay.
He's such a fat cat. Okay. what I mean is this, I feel like I have given the pilot a legitimate shot. Like I wasn't like, oh, I'm bored 5 minutes in. I'm going to play.
And I hear that.
Right.
But what I'm saying to you is, and I'm not kidding, mm-hmm. it took me about 7 episodes to get into it.
And I know that. And that's what a lot of people who love The Wire have said
to
me.
To the degree that I called someone, I forget who it was, but I was like, I might have just said to my wife, I don't remember, because I don't think my brother had seen it yet, but I was basically like, okay, here's the deal. If I don't start liking someone soon, I'm done with the show after the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the first season, I was like, oh my gosh, when's the second season? When is it? Is it now? Is it now? Is it now?
Sure.
And so I think that's the deal. I think if you just say, I'm going to watch the first season of Mad Men,
mm-hmm.
and if I don't dig it, I'm never going to watch another episode. If you watch the first season of Mad Men and don't like it, you and I are fine. Like, I'll
sure.
be like, that's cool.
Sure.
That's not your show.
Sure.
I guarantee you that won't happen.
I here's the deal. I guarantee you that I believe you.
Like, I know. Okay.
I just do.
Okay. I guess it's funny because Mad Men gets this weird rap where Breaking Bad, I mean, where Bryan Cranston wins the Emmy every single year, and don't get me wrong, Bryan Cranston's amazing. Right. I mean, amazing. Right. And Breaking Bad is a phenomenal show.
Right.
But for Jon Hamm never to have won an Emmy for this show.
It's true.
And then along comes Game of Thrones, and everyone's super psyched about that. And then Homeland inexplicably wins the Grammy, the Emmy, the year that it was clear that Jon Hamm should have won. And I'm just like tearing out my metaphorical non-existent hair. Because
sure.
Homeland is a shell of the show that Mad Men is. And I'm like just recognize it. Just everybody recognize it, please. That's all. I'm done.
Folks, I'm gonna tie this into because we are a movie podcast. And can we maybe talk about some movies there, Jerkface?
Sometimes TV wins.
You know what? You know what? My turn now. Phil and I have a complicated relationship with award shows. we have a complicated relationship between the two of us. We also have a complicated relationship with award shows. Basically, we don't really like them. But it's not because we don't care. It's almost because we care too much. Oh, why can't everything I love get recognized to the extent that I love it? And that never happens. So, you know, c'est la vie.
Well, the award shows, it doesn't matter. They don't actually define quality, but what they do define is public perception. And so what I want is the public to acknowledge what I think is true.
Right.
Because that will not validate me, but that will validate the public.
That's right. Because you know what? We're right.
Oh, I think that. I mean...
I wasn't kidding. I wasn't being sarcastic. We're right. Let's do it. Okay, folks. Now is the time, and I'm now prepared. 4:50.
There it is. The Wooka.
And are you going first, or am I going first?
I might as well. It's so depressing.
Alrighty. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you steady?
Yes.
Go.
I'm going to go ahead and actually bump my number from 2 to 3 because I remembered during this time that I saw Monsters, Inc. as well. Again.
Monsters, Inc. or Monsters University?
Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
Because now that Monsters University came out and my daughter saw it in the theater, she's super psyched to watch Monsters, Inc.
So
we watched Monsters, Inc. I watched it all the way through once, and then it was on a couple other times as I walked through. So I've seen it a couple times, but I'll just say once for the week. And then that was her obsession this week. Okay. I watched the Project Melway movie, We Were Soldiers. Mm-hmm. And I took my youth group to see Man of Steel.
Nice.
And I both loved Man of Steel more the second time and recognized its supreme flaws more the second time. Specifically,
I had the same experience. Yeah.
That end takes forever.
And
it's
also,
literally, not figuratively, it's literally 20 minutes of people punching each other through buildings.
Right.
At
and
some
every
point,
second of that,
recognize that you punching isn't going to do anything.
Right. And every second of that, like 10,000 people die.
Yeah, but they don't think anything about that, right? And it's super loud.
You're right.
It's just unrelenting.
I agree with you.
But I also loved the metaphor a lot more and just dug in and appreciated the performances, and it's a really good movie.
A
very flawed but very fun movie.
I agree with you.
And then that was it. The Project Melway movie, look forward to hearing about that, people, on Wednesday, We Were Soldiers, because I cannot wait to talk about it. Those are my three movies.
Okay. That makes one and like a half of us. That makes one and a half of us. At least. Maybe two. So I saw, I think, nine movies this week.
Wow.
I saw the Melway movie, We Were Soldiers. I saw the unrated version, first time seeing it, the unrated version of Live Free or Die Hard. Not only was it much better, it actually felt like a Die Hard movie. That was nice.
Okay.
Because the last Die Hard movie I have seen was the fifth one, which, look, folks, if it doesn't end the year as the worst movie I saw in 2013, something awful will have happened to me between now and December 31st. Something totally awful. So, I watched Death Proof. Been a while since I saw that, Half a Grindhouse. Just electrifying and wonderful. Love it.
I need to watch that again.
You do. Because of an indie movie that I saw earlier this year that I really liked, Frances Ha, I saw another movie with the same director and same female lead, Greenberg. Ben Stiller, maybe Ben Stiller's best performance. Have you seen it?
Nope.
It's indie. You got to be in the mood for indie.
It's fine.
But it's wonderful.
Apparently I wasn't because I had it recorded on my DVR for like 6 months, and finally I was just like, nah, it's not going to happen. And I deleted it.
Nice.
So apparently I wasn't, but I have planned on watching it in the past.
Nice. I saw the eco-terrorism movie The East. It is... It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, like, legitimately
the
amazing.
The East?
The East. With okay. Ellen Page and Britt Marling and Alexander Skarsgård and Toby Kebbell. A bunch of people. Patricia Clarkson. A bunch of people are in it. And it's about, like a group of people that like, they pull events, I forget what they call them, jams, on companies who are polluting the environment. It's really great. A wonderful, like, suspense, mystery, thriller kind of thing, but, like, a thinking one. I thoroughly recommend it. I saw The Bling Ring. It was good.
Okay.
It was good. I'm not sorry I saw it.
Like, your voice is going up so high when you say that.
I know. It's because I'm not rock solid in what I'm saying to you right now, frankly. Okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. I'm not sorry I saw it. It just, I after Lost in Translation, I want to love every Sofia Coppola movie that I see, and I didn't love this one.
How's Emma Watson in that movie?
She's fine. She's very, very good. She is arguably the best thing in the movie. And I don't say arguably because she's bad. I say arguably because there are a bunch of good things in the movie. I just don't think it all comes together the way they want it to.
Okay.
I watched in the theaters The Dark Knight Rises. Yay, summer nights at my movie theater that where they show old movies. I saw White House Down. It was absurd, and I had a total blast. And then the last one I saw was The Heat. Not a good movie, but Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock are absolutely astonishingly good together. And that brings us to 10 seconds left, and movies coming out this week that you might be interested in. Also, it's July 4th. Happy birthday, America. Despicable Me 2. The Lone Ranger.
No.
And depending on where you live, The Way, Way Back, which looks like just a charming independent movie. It's not coming out here until the end of July, maybe beginning of August, and I cannot wait. And that's it. Anything else?
God bless America.
Indeed. And that's what we have for you today. We will see you again real soon. We are Second Breakfast. I'm Andy Roth, and that's Phil Duvall. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The most important meal of the day, Second Breakfast.